Procon Show with Anna DeBlantis, Kevin Powell, Lauren Lapka, Kim Gordon on the news, and harmonica.
Oh, I didn't know you could play the harmonica, Kim.
You have no idea what talent.
Who knew?
All right.
We're just a couple weeks away right now from the biggest golf event in Chicago every year. Maybe one of the biggest golf events in the Midwest. One could argue Kevin Powell.
No question. And actually, it's not in Chicago. It's every other year, which I think is a travesty considering the amount of golf junkies in Chicago. I think that we should have the Western Open forever was played in the Chicago area until they kind of rotated through the Midwest. But nothing but golf junkies in the Chicago area. So I'm pumped. At an iconic venue this year for the BMW Championship.
And Tiger's already tweeted that he is part of it.
Tiger has committed. Mm-hmm. So is Billy Horschel right there in the top 70 as well.
And here's Billy Horschel on the Super Celebrity Hotline right here. This man is a super celebrity.
Nice.
Billy, before we get to the great importance of the FedEx Championship and, of course, the BMW and all of the things that are going to happen here, you're a Florida guy, right? University of Florida guy?
Correct.
Uh-huh. And we hear, I don't know if you follow this, but we hear in Chicago the Bears have a kicking issue, a significant kicking issue.
Yeah, you guys have had a kicking issue the last couple of years. I'm very aware of it. My wife is from Chicago.
You're aware of the double doink.
Of everything going on there.
Yeah. So Eddie Pinheiro was at Florida. He is, it's going to be between him and this Fry guy. Who I think I'm already going to forget his name. It's like Vietnam. I don't have to learn their names. But this Eddie Pinheiro, is he good?
He is good. He's got a massive leg on him. I think in practice, 1 year at Florida or a couple years ago, he made one from like, I think 75 or 80 yards type deal.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of wind assisted, but still, I mean, that's still a big make type deal. And he hasn't played much football in his life. He was more of a soccer player, and I think he's only really kicked. His first time ever kicking in a football game was at University of Florida. So he doesn't have a lot of kicking. I would say people say kicking experience in games, but he's got this bravado and this cockiness about him. And he just, you know, he just thinks he's unbelievable type deal. And I think as a kicker, someone who is going to have the game in his hands at certain times, you're going to have that little cockiness and assuredness about yourself.
Yeah,
sure.
And
swagger.
That's true. And I get the nice thing I like about that is he's got one of those 1970s kickers names, right? Where there was a whole era in the 1970s when they had to get soccer kickers because in the old days, I mean, I'm old enough to remember this. These guys, the American kickers, like until Garo Yepremian showed up here, there was a guy with a half a foot that would kick straight on. All these guys would kick straight on. Right? And I mean, that's what they did. And then eventually, you know, you got the sidewinders and it was much cooler looking and they were more accurate and they were going further. And Pinheiro, so all these guys had unpronounceable names, didn't speak any English, and would go on these teams with a bunch of, you know, big meatballs, you know, on the line. They're all, you know, good old boys are like, who the hell's that? They would score. And that was the importance. So I like this Eddie Pinheiro. I am with him because I am with Billy Horschel. Let's talk about this season. This year's PGA season, the schedule, got reconfigured, right? They moved the PGA Championship way earlier. They want the BMW is a month earlier than it had been previously. And so it's really, really, really tight. Is it harder because it's tighter?
No, I don't think so. Some players may say so, but I think it's better for us. We the most important time of our year, the FedEx Cup playoffs, before NFL football starts. And unfortunately, for the last X amount of years during the FedEx Cup playoffs, we've had to go up against football the first few weeks. And our coverage of our playoff system was, you know, people wanted to watch football on the weekend. They didn't want to watch golf. They had been watching golf for so long. Football's back. You got fantasy football going on. So it was really smart by Jay Monahan, our commissioner, and the people at the PGA Tour to say, hey, let's move it. One of our most important times of the year before football starts, we get all the people who football's not started. People can come back and watch golf, and then football can start. So it's really been great type deal. At the same time, it allows us to, if you played well, you can take time off later in the year if you want. So it's been a great first year. Obviously, like anything, players have to work out the schedules and work out the kinks and what they're going to do and what not to do. But I think it's going to be a really great thing in the long run for the PGA Tour, our TV partners and everything, to get away from football.
Well, the BMW is a great tournament. It benefits the Western Golf Association, which, if anybody's not familiar, provides scholarships to caddies throughout the country, the Evans Scholar Program. You've won the BMW. What does it mean to you, Billy? And then, as I mentioned at the top, at Medina this year, which has hosted Ryder Cups, major championships, how excited are you for this year's BMW?
I'm really excited. I've been playing Western Golf Association events since the Western Junior that they are actually playing this week over in Point of Woods back in Michigan type deal.
What a great course that is.
Unbelievable. Yeah, a great course. But it's an unbelievable organization, association to be part of. The history of it is rich, especially with the Evans Scholar Program and what they've done with that and supported. So to be able to win that event in 2014, it was in Denver at the time, and just go back and just be a part of it. It feels like family. When you win an event like that and the way they treat you and being a past champion, you see who've won, you know, the Western Open, which is now the BMW Championship, obviously. You win the BMW, you win the Western Open. But you win that, you see the trophy that the guys' names on there with Tiger Woods and other players, Sam Snead and other guys. I mean, it's just really cool, and it's a great fraternity to be a part of and have my name a part of that trophy.
Yeah, the Western Open was, you know, outside of the majors. The Western Open was always mm-hmm. one of the most prestigious trophies to win. And because it goes back so far. You know, you mentioned Sam Snead.
One of the oldest tournaments ever. Third oldest tournament in golf.
Right. And they used to play it at Beverly every year, right? Mm-hmm. And then it went out to Butler, which is that is an amazingly difficult experience. And then Conway Farms, man, the way they set up that golf course for the Western, I mean, it was a monster. And now that they moved the BMW over to, and again, for these setups, you go to Medina, and Medina, which, you know, hosted the PGA, has hosted, you know, other major events. I mean, it is, it's pretty daunting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a great venue. I've never had the opportunity to play Medina, so I'm really excited to get there and check it out. The Ryder Cup was just there, in 2012, I believe.
Right.
So, you know, and then I remember watching a 9-9 PGA Championship with Tiger and Sergio dueling it down the stretch type deal. You know, it's just a great event. It's going to be a great venue. The fans in Chicago are golf crazy fans. It's a great sports town. So even going anywhere where the town is just in golf or sports and just loves, it doesn't matter what sport it is, they want to go and be a part of it. That's where we want to be. We want to have that same feeling of being able to, you know, understand what it feels like to be at Soldier Field or be at Wrigley Field type deal,
yeah.
You know, and have those fans cheering for you type deal. That's just a cool atmosphere, and the Chicago fans, you know, treat us very well.
PGA Tour should be in Chicago every year, right, mm-hmm. Billy? Why is it? Why do we not have an event here every year?
It's a great town. I love it. I would not have any issue if we were there every year.
Damn right.
Do you notice the difference? I mean, being in Chicago, and you don't have to mention the other places, but the enthusiasm of the fans and the reception you get, I mean, is it really noticeable to a golfer coming here?
Yeah, I think all golfers realize that we get to play in a lot of great places around the country and around the world. And we all know what places really do love golf and really do show their support, and Chicago is by far one of those towns, and the people are one of those type of fans that, you know, there's a golf event going on, they come out in droves type deal. And I've seen it at Conway Farms type deal, and now we're going to have it at Medina, and there's going to be other places throughout the Chicago area, I'm sure, in years to come that's going to be held. But, you know, it's just one of those towns, like I said, that the fans just, you know, when it doesn't matter what sport it is, you know, I grew up a Michael Jordan fan type deal.
Right.
So Chicago Bulls, and just seeing the love that they have for sports in general in their town, they just really support the sporting events in their area.
Hey, Bethpage Black in New York is one of the most unique places because fans get right up. And there's a lot of guys, yep, to talk about meatballs. There's a lot of meatballs out there that are screaming stuff. And they may not be, it's not necessarily that they're golf fans. They're hecklers. They're like out there, yeah, they're screaming all kinds of crazy stuff at the golfers. Hey, look at that, Sergio!
Oh my gosh. Oh, jeez.
That's got to be a really unique experience. And it's a public course. You know, that's right. one of the great unique things, a lot of the places that you guys play or private courses or semi-private courses, and you know, or you know, these gigantic resort courses, but that Bethpage Black, I mean, you know, you get your $60, you get right on that thing, and you're playing with a guy that takes his shirt off, and that's what goes on.
Oh my God.
In New York. All right, well, you know, you're now our guy. You know, I'm putting everything on you now.
I'm going to be thinking of you every time I see Eddie Pinheiro kick, Billy. So hopefully he lives up to the hype that you sold us.
Hopefully Eddie does. Yeah. You know, I want Eddie to do well. I want him to do well. I want the Chicago Bears, you know, to figure out their kicking situation. I also want him to do well because, you know, when Florida Gators do well and when they leave our university and go and play, and whether it be football, basketball, whatever sport they go to the next level at, them doing well at, you know, in the next level brings a lot of recognition to the Florida Gators. So right. Eddie Pinheiro doing a good job would be for you guys would be awesome. And like I said, I think you guys are going to have a great team. You guys have a lot of talent on your team. And I think, you know, now hopefully you guys got the kicker situation figured out. You know, you're going to be a team.
No one's nervous at all.
I think you just cursed it, Billy. I don't know why you would
do something. No, he's got to be excited.
All right. Okay.
I didn't curse anything. I didn't say it was. I didn't. I'm not giving it a lock. Let me just say that.
I'm not
giving it a lock.
Okay.
That Eddie could be the guy because he's cocky enough and everything and confident enough that you know he could be the guy type deal to deal with.
I'm with
everything
you.
That happens. You know.
With you. I understand what you're saying. I'm just going to now pretend this conversation never happened because I'm still afraid. I mean, everybody who loves sports has some superstition, has some, right? I mean, there's one thing. I mean, I'm sure you've got things that you do that you think about.
Yeah.
I mean, what's like the one thing that you know you do almost every day?
Oh, I mean, almost every day here's one. So whenever I play, I always keep 4 tees in my right pocket. If one tee breaks, I have to put one immediately back in my right pocket to make sure it's 4.
There's always 4,
somehow if I don't put one in my pocket after I break one, and I happen, like, let's just say I miss a birdie putt or I make a bogey or I make double or whatever on the hole, I blame it on, you know, not having the right amount of tees in my right pocket.
Totally right. Exactly the way it is. I have to have the ball going. You have to have the ball on the tee a specific way. Otherwise, the hole's going to suck.
Right.
And there's just there's a whole thing that goes on. Did you hear this story? This is an amazing story from about Tiger Woods. That Tiger Woods was it for the? I think it was the U.S. Open, maybe like 10 years ago. When it was at Pebble the last time, he went in his he was practicing in his hotel room. So it was just a couple years on the tour. And he only had three balls in his bag.
Okay.
When he got to, is there a correction?
The story is he had he hit some putts in his room the night before. He had to come back and play, and on 18, it was the second round, I believe it was. He snipe hooked it into the water there, left of 18. I can't remember what they call the cove there, and he grabbed another ball, or Stevie, his caddy, gave him another ball. He still hit driver again, but he didn't know that he had one ball left. Like, Stevie would try to get him to hit an iron in the fairway, and Tiger's like, no, I'm hitting driver. So if that ball goes in the water, he is out of golf balls.
Right. He gets DQ'd.
His turn is probably over.
Yeah, right. I mean, you have to have enough golf balls. I mean, how about that? See?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. There's always some little something that goes on. All right. Billy, great luck coming up here.
Yes.
BMW Championship. Have fun.
Awesome. We'll see you all in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Billy.
Billy Horschel, 2014 BMW champion.
Go to Medina if you're a golf fan. If you haven't been there, it's a golf heaven.
Top 50 golfer in the world right there, Billy Horschel.
How cool. Good guy.
Florida guy. And he gave us an Eddie Pinheiro thumbs up.
Yeah. He did. He likes the guy.
Mm-hmm. He's going cocky. I think that's a good thing. Kickers have to be crazy.
You got to have a little confidence.
Yeah.
A little swag to you.
You've got to be nuts to be a place kicker. Mm-hmm.
Well, you just got to be in the zone all the time, right? I mean,
well, you got to be in the zone when you're out there. I don't know what they do for the. I mean, I think
well, you see them on the sidelines, right? Just constantly practicing, constantly getting ready for that moment.
You got to be in the zone when you line up for a 43-yard kick in a wild card game at Soldier Field as well.
Yep, apparently so.
Horschel's got me hyped on Pinheiro.
All right,
Kim Gordon, WGN News at the bottom of the hour.
10 more Democratic candidates for president preparing to debate number two. Getting ready for debate number two tonight.